This is the beginning of Channel 1 Oban, continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 28th of July, 71. Channel 1 over, and the continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 28th of July, 71. Channel 1 over, Miss Daisy, Thursday morning, 28th of July, 71.
Oh, my favorite. Too many.
Okay. I guess you can't have too many.
Oh, I think it's too many.
Yeah.
Yes, there. This is, but the way they bring them in, it looked like a patient for everyone.
From all over the country, they bring them in.
Bring them in there.
Act like when you're in a hospital, seems like everybody's sick.
That's right. That's right. Well, look at that. Well. It takes a lot of folks to work there.
Yes.
Some doing one thing, some doing another.
Miss Daisy, there's one thing I notice when you have sickness in the family. Somebody has got to keep going just like nothing happened.
That's right.
And you don't get excited. And you can do that. I mean, somebody can do that.
Yes.
You don't all. I guess some can get excited and some not. But Faye and Francis and all of them, I've been along with them when somebody's in the hospital. And you go on just like nothing had happened.
That's right.
I don't care what's happening. You still, you know, you just go along like nothing's happened and talk to people in that same old tone of voice. Eat and sleep just like you always did. And
that's right.
You don't think about what can happen and all like that. You just say, well now, we'll, if this don't work, we'll try something else. Well, the only thing about that is, it's the only way you can be helpful.
That's right.
Where you can keep your head clear. And in a way, you see, if Granddaddy had gone to the doctor a long time ago.
When he first come home. He should have went to the doctor when he first come home.
When you tried to get him to.
Oh, if he had gone to the doctor 5 years ago.
But he sure off went when he come here.
Oh, yeah.
But
well,
you couldn't get him to do it.
But you see, when they get to that point, unless you go when you're feeling pretty good, you get scared. You're afraid to go.
Scared of what?
You're afraid they'll find something.
Yeah, we find some. But which one do find some? Well, find what's wrong with me. No, why some kind of strong before I just get too weak.
That's right.
What you see? Then I just done got too weak.
Yeah.
He ain't had no blood. And they haven't given blood. And everything. He ain't had nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
If he'd have went months ago, he'd have been better off.
Well.
But you tell him about going to the doctor, he'd fly hard. He didn't need no doctor.
Yeah.
He needed it when he come here. All was on his mind, Mr. Miles. Fort Miles.
Yeah.
I think it was Friday, he said. Sitting up on the porch. He said, oh, I'll be so glad when I get out of this mess so I can leave him. I didn't open my mouth. I didn't say one word. Because I was thinking to myself, when you get out of this mess, you will leave. I thought, when is that going to happen? Which way are you going? That's what I said to myself.
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing to him. Because he'd get mad so quick.
Oh, he just didn't have any use for that, those doctors.
No.
Oh, I remember you all tried to get him to,
yes.
To go.
He didn't know nothing about him.
Let me tell you what happened to Miss Mary's flowers.
flowers.
She says it's the chickens. Well, the chickens was out there in that side yard when we pulled out. And there was, she didn't have many left. One rooster and four or five hens. Mm-hmm. It's all molting and looked pretty miserable, you know, hot. And they was all scratching under some big bushes there. One of them was an Althea bush, and another was a, I don't know, big old bridal wreath. I don't remember what they were. And they had been working over that plot, a little bigger than this tabletop, for some time, apparently, because they had everything turned over. There's a whole lot of old hickory nuts and mm-hmm. old pieces of hickory nut shells. There was grass there, but it was dry weather,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't so scrawny. And I got thinking, well, now this ain't going to affect them shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, that'll make them grow, scratching mm-hmm. up the dirt a little bit.
The scrubs.
No chicken can't hurt squirrels.
No. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, and she planted them in a curious way. She planted them in squares.
Mm-hmm.
Put one here and then one over here, 2-3 foot apart.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, maybe she done that so Marvin could mow. Well, that would help. If you wanted to mow in them. And you know, it took me the longest time to come to her, to me. She got the same problem I have
mm-hmm.
with shrubs. You see, we put out these little things you and Bessie give us,
mm-hmm.
and they're gone.
Mm.
You see, we got this heavy growth of St. Augustine grass and Bahia grass.
That's right.
And you say you dig a hole there and spade it up and loosen it up.
Mm-hmm.
But them Bahia roots is going to get back over that before them honeysuckle roots get started.
That's right.
And all she's done is just scooped out little holes in that heavy Bahia grass. And furthermore, it's right there under them big oak trees.
Mm-hmm.
Right there at the lane. So if she put something down there in a pot, she'd have to water it.
That's right.
And feed it, because them oak trees are going to get all the moisture.
Well, there you are.
Now, I see she's a good farmer. A gardener, you know, they mm-hmm. had garden all their life, and Marvin's a farmer. Mm-hmm. And I'm perfectly certain. The chickens may scratch up some things, but it can't grow in that Bahia grass.
Yeah, but I wouldn't get rid of them with chickens.
I'd get rid of that Bahia grass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how she'd do it. She'd just have to plow it up and keep plowing it up. It won't
That's
die
right.
at one cutting, you know.
I'd rather be bothered with the chicken. He worried tearing the fence down and trying to keep the bushes down out of the yard. Of course, everybody has their own mind, and everybody, most got a different mind. You don't find many folks got the same mind.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. She got all new hens, and a brother gave her that rooster. He's a big, long-legged sort of game rooster. She's proud of it. And, you know, over here, Cross City somewhere, wherever he lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I knew, she'd let him go. She wasn't interested in those hens anymore. And see, they had built up that chicken yard
mm-hmm.
for him.
Oh, it was a nice chicken yard.
Yeah.
She had beautiful chickens.
You know, they got that 4 foot
wire.
Mm-hmm. Brand new wire.
And now she don't want it.
That's all gone. wires down, and she just got those old scraggly hens and lets them run out and go up there and roost outdoors, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like possums would get them, Miss Daisy. How would those hens survive?
It's roosting outside.
Five hens.
How would they survive?
That's right. Five hens.
Yeah. And they just roost outside.
I guess they do all right. I don't know.
You always pinned yours up, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. But she just letting them run out?
Just letting them run out. She don't feed them. She don't put them up. She got no place to put them. They got a little roost of a place there, where they had before. And it's under a little shelter there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no sides to it. Nothing to keep things out.
I guess she got tired of them.
Well, I'd have got rid of them all. Because just to let them run out, something's going to eat them up.
Yeah, you think so.
But you know, God, there's not a lot of shrubbery, a lot of undergrowth around her place. Maybe the possums don't come up there very often or something.
Oh, them possums and foxes all travel at night, don't they, Miss Daisy?
Yes, sir. And sometimes they travel in the daytime. Of course, there used to be a man hunted them all around here, but I don't hear no telling nobody hunting them now.
Yeah.
I used to sit over here under that magnolia tree in the evening and see foxes coming from this side, coming on over there towards that pond by the side of the road. Me and my Jay was sitting up there one day on the porch. He said, Mama, said, look at that fox coming across the field. I looked up. He was a red one. A red fox.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all the kind I've seen here. Of course, it said there's some gray ones. But all I see was red. And they were hardly see now. I said, well, wonder where it's going over this way. Jay said, maybe going on to Orange Lake out there on that. And so he may just stay right down there, rest for 3 or 4 days. I said, well, I don't want to help you bothering my chickens. So I never did hear after. They'd come around there, though, but they had dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they wouldn't fool around there long before he was gone.
Yeah. They'd smell them dogs. Dogs wouldn't even have
that's
to run.
That's right.
Miss Daisy. I've heard this Odessa's name all a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea who is Odessa.
Who is Odessa? All I know, Odessa. And I don't know the other part of her name. I never know the rest of her name. Her mother was a squat Scot.
Yeah.
But now, who she married or if she was married, I don't know. All I know, when she come here to her mother, she brought 2 children.
Yeah.
She had 2 children. I ain't seen no husband there.
Yeah. She's still there and got still 2 children?
Yes, still there. Still got 2 children. Her mama died some years ago.
Oh. What age person is she? About James's age?
Hmm?
What age is she?
Is who?
Odessa.
Odessa? What age is she?
She's older than James?
I don't know. I don't know how old Odessa is.
She didn't look too old.
Oh, she looks like a young woman.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
And her mother lived down there on that road.
No.
Where did her?
Her mother's dead.
Yeah, I mean, but when she came, when she was here.
When her mother. Now, her mother died, I think, in the house where Joe's family was standing.
Joe Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where her mother died.
Oh, I see.
Now, it's Odessa that lives in the Dean house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she doesn't work?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh?
Yes, ma'am. She works. She pick oranges. She work in the field. She do whatever is to be done.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. She works.
Yeah. Is Daisy Clyde down here, Doris? Is that her daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's been around the right smart.
Mm-hmm.
Was she in Miami a long time?
She's been out there a long time.
Was she ever married to Sherman?
They said she was. But now, I don't know when she married. I knowed her before she married, and I knowed him. But when they married, I don't know. I don't know why. But you see, that's what was the argument and the trouble about her getting his Social Security money and all that stuff. Well, she knowed she was going to get it. Yeah, when I said, shucks, I don't believe she's going to give a dime. Because she was gone from Sherman over 30 years. I think the man she with now, I think him and her been together 30 years, or 30 some odd years. But Sherman was him.
Mm-hmm.
You okay? But she hadn't done nothing for Sherman. Why she should think she ought to get his money? I told him, I says, always somebody looking for something for nothing. I said, now, she said, she told Doris, they know they talked to me about getting. She was going to get his money. And when she got her money, all such a foolish stuff as that. I say, when she get her money, I say, where's she gonna get it from? That's what they'd be telling, the children would be telling me. They said, Sherman, Social Security money. I don't believe she gonna get one dime. I said, one thing, I believe a time to pay his debts, it'll be gone. I said, she ain't got no proof on getting his wife. Well, she still ain't. She been up there 2-3 times, they say. But she'd have to do something. She'd have to get up some more papers for something. Go back up there for something. So I don't think they all got nothing. Did she tell it?
Oh, she would.
Oh, yes, she did. So I don't hear nothing about it now. So I could just do this something.
You ever talk to Clyde?
So do I ever talk to her? Yes, I talk to her.
You learn things from her?
No, you can't learn nothing from her. She can't talk about nothing. I was around there. Stopped by there the other week. And Dora told me she was planning on going to Miami to put in for her retirement money. She worked down there a long time, just keeping house. just worked in the house. Long time. Where she been up here? A long time. Doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she said the welfare was paying her to stay here and see after her mother. That's what she told me. So Dora told me the other day she's going, going to mine, putting in for her retirement. I said, you have to put in for it. She said, yeah. I said, Jimmy, he doesn't know. Put in for his. Now that's Clyde's husband. And now Clyde want to put in for her. I said, oh. Well, you see, I don't know nothing about that business. I thought just like he was working on the job, just like them men working up there to that medical center, in a place like that, some kind of public work or something or something. I thought you worked there so long and be retired, but just like I'm here working in your house. You know, I ain't hear nothing about nobody being retired from that kind of stuff. Duty? Who retires them? I thought AIDS would retire or disabled. That's all I know. And ain't nobody going to pay you for that.
If they did, I just don't know.
I don't either.
I would have to ask some of them.
Well,
you know, it's all these law things now.
Well, I thought, Mr. Miles, if I ever got where anybody was, I was going to ask them.
If you could retire?
Yes. Ask them. My goodness,
well,
I've been working over there where I'm working 35 years or longer. I'll see. About retire. I ain't never thought about no retire.
No.
James is the one I'd ask first. He keeps up
James
with
it. James, are you?
Yeah.
He don't know nothing. He don't know. Somebody'd have to tell him.
Well,
he's been over there a long time. Look like he ought to be retired, but he just returned. Well, we'll get it, he's there. He turned over to that. So long as Rogers had it with Rogers. Rogers got tired of him putting down nine with them women. How is Rogers getting along with his house?
I haven't kept up with it. I'd like to know. I'll first time I go by, I'll inquire. I'll ask Miss Florence. Is James still over there?
Yeah, all of them there.
The whole crew?
The whole crew.
Well, now that's, they must be on their good behavior, Miss Daisy.
Maybe so. I don't know.
For a while.
Let me ask you, does Miss Dora, can she move around?
Yes, ma'am.
Can she get in a car and go places?
Yes, no? With help.
With help, to be pretty much help, huh?
Yeah.
I stopped by and spoke to her the other day. I had never seen her very much. I don't know her, you know, very much.
Yes. She go places with help.
But she can't walk around too much?
No, ma'am.
I see.
She's got her walker.
I see.
To walk around the yard on. And I think she's got a chair. But I think she's
wheelchair.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
She has to, she's so heavy it's hard for her to. Is she she's not always been that heavy.
Who? Dora? She been heavier than that.
She's a big person, isn't she?
Yes, ma'am. She was a big one, but she's little now.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. She fell off.
She ain't nothing compared to what she was.
What she was.
Yeah.
She doesn't hear too well anymore.
No.
But she can talk to you all right.
Hmm?
She can hear what you say.
Oh, yes.
Y'all have good talk still.
Yes, I ain't been over there since I think I stopped there a little while at Saturday. Well, since I ain't working, I don't see them much.
Yeah.
I don't just go over there.
Miss Daisy, we appreciate this visit this morning.
Oh, I did too. I'm going now and go to Washington.
Sort of helps to get out a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't start washing this early. This late.
Yeah. I start washing now and finish when I can.
Oh, really?
I don't be in no hurry.
You got no schedule.
If I did, I wouldn't have come over here.
You got no schedule.
That's all.
Yeah.
I wash some. Wash some next time.
You know, the one thing I hate is a schedule. I just don't want to have to be anywhere at 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock or anything. I don't mind going, and I don't mind doing the work.
What? You got to go?
But I don't want to do it. I just don't like it. I just don't want to live on a schedule.
You got to go in this morning?
No. I'm going out and mow a little bit, directly.
It's mighty hot to do that.
Yeah.
You better wait till it gets kind of cool. I'm going home and wash some after a while.
Well,
I'm going to be under the tree.
That'll be the coolest place around, won't it?
And you have to wash in your tubs, don't you, Sadie?
Yes, ma'am. And I like it.
It's better than the washing machine.
It is.
That's around 3:50, Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 28th of July, 71. And we didn't really expect her to get up here this morning. Ben's in the hospital. Channel 1 over, around 3:50. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 28th of July, 71. Channel 1 over, around 3:50. The end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 28th of July, 71. We didn't really expect her to get over. Ben's in the hospital.